If God rescues the helpless, remains faithful despite betrayal, and promises everlasting restoration, how should that shape your response to failure and your hope for others in exile or despair? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. I hope you're having a great and safe drive into work today. I know that in the studio here, it is nice and warm, even though winter is out there. So we are in the book of Ezekiel. It is Old Testament Tuesday, and we've been looking at God's word and how did the prophet Ezekiel respond in the middle of being sent to exile. And honestly, sometimes while living in Washington state, I feel like I'm in exile. You know, I'm in that place where the people around me, we don't think the same, we don't act the same, we don't speak the same language. And it can be very, very difficult at times. And yet the whole heart issue is that we're living in a post-Christian secular society, and how do we be salt and light in the midst of that? So Ezekiel chapter 16, it's 63 verses or so, and so we broke it down to three sections. And just to give you an overview, this chapter is speaking of God's miraculous grace. He notes that God found Jerusalem abandoned, helpless, and cast out, yet rescued, cared for, and adorned it with blessings, prosperity, and beauty. And you have to remember the prophetic cycle. Amir talks about this a lot, that there's a blessing, there is infidelity, and then there is redemption. So let's dive in. So we saw in the first section that the bride is Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem. We see that God pulled her out of the wasteland, you might say, you know, gave her a dress, gave her gold, and then she played the harlot. And that was the last part we were just reading about. So let's read this. Behold, everyone who quotes Proverbs will quote this proverb concerning you, saying, like mother, like daughter. You are the daughter of your mother who loathed her husband and children. You are also the sister of your sisters who loathed their husband and children. Your mother was a Hittite and your father an Amorite. Now your older sister is Samaria, who lives north of you with her daughter. And your younger sister, who lives south of you, is Sodom, with your daughters, or Sodom, with your daughters. Yet you have not merely walked in their ways, or done according to their abominations, but, as if that were too little, you acted more corruptly in all your conduct than they. As I live, declares the Lord God, Sodom, your sister, and her daughters have not done as you and your daughters have done. Wow. Have you ever thought about how honest God is? 110% honest. He speaks truth. It reveals his divine nature, his divine reality, his divine character, his divine view of history. It reveals everything about him. And he's saying to Ezekiel to say to the people in exile, you're worse than everyone around you. Behold, this was the guilt of the sister of Sodom. She and her daughters had arrogance, abundant food, and careless ease, but she did not help the poor and the needy. Look at that. The biggest thing that we see there is she was not helping the poor and the needy. Thus, they were haughty and committed abominations before me. Therefore, I removed when I saw it. Therefore, I removed them when I saw it. Furthermore, Samaria did not commit half of your sins, for you have multiplied your abominations more than they. Thus, you have made your sisters appear righteous by all your abominations which you have committed. You know, it's interesting because, yes, this is speaking of a specific time in history. Yes, this is speaking of Israel. Yes, this is speaking of the city of Jerusalem. Yes, this is speaking of Jews. We need to understand something, that part of Israel's current disobedience has been prophesied from old. It's nothing new. And how do we look at it? Do we understand the gospel that God still pursues, that God is faithful to his word, whether or not we remain faithful? Even when we're faithless, God is faithful. Also, bear your disgrace in that you have made judgment favorable for your sisters because of your sins, in which you acted more abominably than they. They are more in the right than you, yes, but also ashamed, and bear your disgrace in that you made your sisters appear righteous. Nevertheless, I will restore their captivity, the captivity of Sodom and her daughters, the captivity of Samaria and her daughters, and along with them, your own captivity. Isn't this beautiful? You may be wondering about the gospel message. Have you gone too far? Will God redeem me? I've done too much. And the reality is God is just sitting waiting for you to come to repentance and turn to him, the living God, and say, Jesus, Jesus, you are Lord. You're Lord of my life. You're Lord of my heart. You're Lord of all that I am. He loves you so much. He wants to see his spirit work inside of you in such a way that you return and he'll restore, in order that you may bear your humiliation and feel ashamed for all that you've done when you become a consolation to them. Your sister Sodom with her daughters and Samaria with her daughters will return to their former state, and you with your daughters will also return to your former state. He's saying you've gone through all this and yet you're going to return. Do you know what happened? That happened. Think about this. This is hundreds of years before Jesus comes, and to a certain degree, they returned to their former state. As the name of your sister Sodom was not heard from your lips in your day of pride, before your wickedness was uncovered, so now you have become the reproach of the daughters of Edom and all who are around her, of the daughters of the Philistines, those surrounding you who despise you. Nothing's changed. The Gazans despise Israel. The Palestinians despise Israel. Nothing has changed. You have borne the penalty of your lewdness and abominations, the Lord declares. For thus saith the Lord God, I will also do with you as you have done, you who have despised the oath by breaking the covenant. Nevertheless, I will remember my covenant with you in the days of your youth, and I will establish an everlasting covenant with you. Do you see this? Like, people who say that the church has replaced Israel haven't read Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 60. Nevertheless, besides all this stuff you've done, I will establish an everlasting covenant with you. What kind of covenant? An everlasting covenant. Let that sink in. God is faithful, even when we are faithless. He remains faithful. Then you will remember your ways and be ashamed when you receive your sisters, both your older and your younger, and I will give them to you as daughters, but not because of your covenant. Thus I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Look at that phrase. To know that God is God. This is why he's doing all of this, so that we will know that he is the Lord God. And regardless of our lewdness and our disrespect and our breaking of his covenants, God is with us. So that they may remember and be ashamed and never open your mouth anymore because of your humiliation, when I have forgiven you for all that you have done, the Lord God declares. I know I'm kind of reading this slow today, but part of me wants you to have it sink in. I want it to sink in that God is a forgiving God, full of grace and mercy. This story of chapter 16 is so abundantly powerful. He took us from our nakedness. He clothed us. He cleansed us. He did all this. We acted unrighteous and we played the harlot and then he redeemed us. That's who God is. And if you don't understand that, if you don't comprehend that, I beg you to search the scriptures and to search the living God out. Say, God, reveal yourself to me today. Show yourself to me today. And maybe you do understand that. And maybe you do recognize that. As you go into the public square today, understand that there's some who don't. Find them. Search for them. Describe to them how God is a covenant-keeping God who will love them and be faithful to them, who will walk beside them, who wants repentance and changed hearts and changed lives. But he will go before them each and every step of the way. Today is the day of salvation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your scriptures, God, and that your redemption, forgiveness, and your drawing us closer and closer to the cross is real. God, we are so thankful that you're keeping an everlasting covenant with Israel, because that means you'll keep your everlasting covenant with the church. Let us learn, God. Forgive us for our harlotry, God. Forgive us for our abominable acts, God. We need you, God. We turn to you, the living God. Fall fresh upon us today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.